That's it for the boring paperwork stage. I know, it takes forever and isn't exactly interesting, but it's necessary for the law side of things. If we didn't take these precautions, there's a potential... Hey, are you paying attention to me? I know your rut is right there. I know, it's right here. Your scent was permeating the air outside your home, but I'm the Omega entrusted to taking care of you at this time. Soon, you won't be able to think or speak. All you will want to do is rut against my ass and breathe me. That's all your primal brain is thinking about right now. I know how it is with alphas and ruts, but I need to go over what you selected on our website when requesting me so that I know what you want. We don't want any problems, right? All right. So, you selected Dominant Omega. Am I correct? Great. And you don't want anything that leaves a lasting mark, right? It says here that you want to be tied down and teased. You still want that? Okie dokie. That's good to know. Anything that's off limits that you didn't make note of when you were filling out the paperwork? No? I guess we will see about that. And is there definitely anything that you want me to do? I can definitely work with this. It's nice going into this without having expectations for what I need to do to make sure you're not pops. Now, I see that you did check that you wanted to not my cunt. Is your paperwork here? All right, here it is. Yeah, it looks good. You're free to come inside me and not me. Now, when it comes to me as your Omega throughout this rut, you understand you are not to harm, maim, kill, rob, impregnate, mate, or anything else of that nature to me. Sign here if you understand. Wonderful. And if you could initial here. That is a clause stating that if I am mated by you, bred by you, any harm comes to me while you're using my body for rut relief, that you will fairly compensate me. Oh, it's okay, Alpha. I know you aren't going to. This is just for messy legal manners. All I need for you is to date right here next to your name and we can get started. Wonderful. Can I have the pen back? All right. Put that away. Aren't you going to show me to your room, Alpha? I'm just a little lost Omega, and I need an Alpha to guide me. Please, show me the way, Alpha. Oh, thank you, Alpha. Why don't you lay on the bed for me? I want to show you what I'm wearing underneath this black cloak. I know you noticed the dark nylon peeking out from underneath, making my legs a dark gray compared to the rest of my skin. Do you think they're attached to garters, Alpha? Because you would have guessed right. Oh, that's it, Alpha. Take in what your Omega's wearing. This isn't appropriate attire for a traditional Omega, is it? It's not soft and flowy. It doesn't allow for me to be easily gropable. It's not even muted or pastel. It's all black. A dark, black, latex bodysuit. My thighs exposed. The thigh highs have a little bit of a pudge. You know, that little bulge that pops out the side? And the cut of the suit being so high, it shows off my wide hips, exposing my ass in this tiny little thong. It corsets my waist tighter, giving me that divine hourglass figure. And my breasts, well, they're practically popping out of this sweetheart neckline. You don't know where to touch first, do you, Alpha? That's okay. I'll help you with that. I know you aren't thinking clearly, Alpha. Your red is here, and there's a wet Omega clad in something so revealing. You're holding it together pretty well. Consider me impressed, Alpha. Do you want to keep entertaining me? Keep impressing me? Put your hands above your head then. Ooh, that's good. Someone's eager to obey their Omega, huh? I'm just going to take this little wrist of yours and tie it down nice and tight. Oh, no need to snarl at me, Alpha. I know you're in rut and you're big and dangerous, but your Omega's gonna take care of you and give you what you need. You clearly aren't thinking correctly. That's why I have to be here. That's why I have to take control and tie you down, because right now, you're no more intelligent than an animal, are you? You're practically feral, Alpha. Oh, now look at you. You're just a tied-up, helpless little Alpha. You're just as weak as an Omega when you're tied down and spread out like this, aren't you? It would be a shame if someone with nefarious plans could do whatever they wanted to your desperate body. I mean, just look at you. Look at how hard your cock is, Alpha. Is that a knot already starting to form? Go on. Look down for me. Tell me what it is that I see. That's right. I see a cock straining to get out of your pants. I think I need to help you. Should I be a good Omega and free your cock, Alpha? Let you knot my wet pussy? I mean, I can get what I need from you just like this. You're already tied up. You won't be able to get out of those cuffs without the key on my anklet. I could really just get myself off like this. Rub my latex cunt against your straining cock until I come. Leave you like this for someone to find you. They might take advantage of an attractive alpha in such a vulnerable position. Like this, you are no more than a toy for betas and omegas alike to fill their empty holes with. You've got good alpha genes. I wouldn't be surprised if some horny Omega, desperate to be knocked up, would find you like this and decide that you're the perfect stud for their wants. They could take whatever they want from your body, and you're helpless to do anything against it, aren't you, little Alpha? Oh, so much better with my pussy exposed. But you? That will never do. I'm not able to play with your cock when your pants are still on. I'm not going to risk uncuffing you just to get your pants off, though. That would be silly. Dangerous for me. It's really not too often that a fragile, weak Omega gets an Alpha at their mercy like this. I'm gonna make sure to savor every second I have in control of you. The roles are finally reversed, sweetheart. Oh, that's it. Yeah. You sound so scary right now. I'm definitely afraid of you, Alpha. Keep snarling. Oh, that's better. There's nothing in the way, and all that pesky fabric is gone. I'm sure those pants weren't too important. It was the only way I would be able to easily get to this beautiful cock of yours. It makes me want to suck on it all day, never letting you orgasm. Just keeping you hard enough to fill my mouth while I do things like work or watch TV. You only get to come if you can take commands and be good for me, something that most alphas lack. I wonder if you are going to be any different, sweetheart. Think you can take commands? Yeah. Oh, you like how my pussy feels grinding against your hard cock? It must be torture for you to be so close to my wet cunt. so close to being able to just slide your cock in and put me in my place. But you keep being stopped by those cuffs. Oh, look at you. Not such a big, strong alpha now, are you? You're just like an omega when you're in a predicament such as this. A slave to your own biology, lost to your own baser instincts. All you want to do is shove your cock inside me, not me, breed me. Oh, it's so good to want things, sweetheart. Wanting things means that you still have hope. You still think you're going to get what you want, and frankly, that's adorable. Just because you're an alpha, it doesn't mean you're in control here. You might be at the top of the food chain for careers, mating, colleges, all those things. But when it comes to the bedroom, you just want to be treated and fucked like a bitch, don't you? I didn't quite hear that, sweetheart. Speak up for your omega. That's what I thought you said. Having a hard time speaking when my wet cunt is rubbing against your hard dick? The scent of arousal and rut permeating the air, flowing into your nostrils with every breath? Oh, it's making it harder to resist that primal brain of yours, isn't it? And they say omegas are weak, that omegas are slaves to their biology. I wonder if the alphas that made those rules have ever looked in the mirror. What I see in front of me is a worthless alpha who has to be chained up for their own fucking good. Can't be trusted to not fucking breed every omega they see. Wouldn't that also make you a slave to your biology? Your need to dominate, control, win. It's in every aspect of what you do, and yet, when omegas listen to their more submissive side, they're seen as weak. They're seen as needing to be taken care of. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Oh, that's right, sweetheart. You feel my pussy? Doesn't it feel nice? So wet and warm, sliding up and down your cock, but not inside it? I guess it's just my lips coating it, rocking back and forth, grinding against it. Yeah, that's it. You better not pop your knot just as soon as my slick keeps coating it more and more. Do you see it? Do you feel it? How fucking wet and fertile I am, Alpha? My body's reacting to your rut. It knows what it needs to do. It's accepting it. My cunt needs your knot in it, doesn't it, Alpha? Yeah, it does. Just look at how easy I can spread the lips of my pink pussy, shiny from all the slick it's producing. There's a heartbeat in my clit that keeps getting faster as I look at your weak body. It's not like you can be rough or hurt me when you're tied down like this. You can't even run your hands up my body. Can't run your hips up my curves, squeeze my tits, grab my neck, shove a finger in my mouth, smack my ass, pull my hair. You can't do any of it. You can only do what I tell you to do. You can only take what I give you. It doesn't matter if you want more because you aren't deserving of more. You get what I give you and you're a grateful little alpha. Give me a second, just readjusting. So that I can do this. I always love this. Watching an alpha's face as I take a seat on their throbbing cock. Watching as my wet velvet heat encloses around their thick cock. That little noise is a surprise because the alpha was expecting me to keep berating them, to keep teasing them. It's just too good for me to resist, to keep you on your toes. As an omega, it's not often I get such a worthless alpha that is pathetic enough to want to be treated like a bitch. Oh, I'm gonna savor every second of this. Put you in your goddamn place because, quite frankly, that head of yours has gotten too big. You need to be taken down a peg or two. Realize you are a slave to your biology just like I am. At least I can admit it. When I'm in heat, I can't think clearly. I only think about getting knocked up, about getting a knot. I couldn't survive it alone. But alphas deny what they are when they're in rut because they keep thinking that they're different when all they do is think about knotting a pretty Omega and breeding their cunt. It makes me wonder if Omegas really are the ones that need to be taken care of, or if alphas are just in denial. Yeah, that's it, sweetheart. Your cock feels so fucking good inside me. Fills me up just right. Does my pussy feel good, Alpha? Yeah? Oh, then say it louder. I don't care if we get a noise complaint. I will not tolerate a quiet Alpha trying to save face. You're going to whimper, you're going to whine, you're going to moan, you're going to cry, and you're going to answer any question I ask of you, or else you're any question I ask of you, or else as soon as you're about to knot my leaking cunt, I'm going to stop bouncing on your cock, and I'm simply going to hover above it. Only the tip inside so that the knot forms outside and all your cum spills out of my pussy and over your dick. Understand? Oh, that's a good alpha for your little Omega. Now try again. Does my pussy feel good, Alpha? Oh, if it feels good, then what should you do? Fuck. You should thank me for it. Be grateful that I'm bouncing on your pathetic dick, sweetheart. If it didn't feel so good hitting my G-spot, I would not be moaning like this. Oh, that's it, Alpha. Give in to your instincts. Try to fight back. This should be you on top of me, shouldn't it? If only those cuffs weren't stopping you from touching me, from turning me over, pinning me down, and shutting my bratty Omega mouth, right? Oh, so frightening, sweetheart. I'm absolutely shaking. Oh, you can't deny it feels good to have my cunt wrapped around your cock. So wet and open and perfect for fucking a baby into. You're going to breed me real good, Alpha. Think that by knotting me, you're going to make an honest Omega out of me? That would be so. That you're gonna fuck the brat out of me, but you can't believe that such a whore is taking advantage of vulnerable alphas like yourself. Oh, come on. Oh, this is what you asked for, sweetheart. Do you not want this anymore? I'm giving you exactly what you wanted, Alpha. You asked for this. You wanted Omega to ride your cock until you knotted them. Here I am. What about being tied down, berated, humiliated, degraded, and objectified do you not like? Does it not feel good, Alpha? Are you not enjoying it? Because your cock's certainly enjoying it. I can feel it twitching inside me with every single bounce. Oh, poor thing. Oh, you're so sensitive. I didn't realize that the big, strong Alpha would get their feelings hurt so easily. After all, I'm just a little Omega, and you're just taking it like a bitch. What? You can't handle taking it from an Omega? So in your feelings, so emotional, Alpha. You're being the exact opposite of what you're supposed to be. I would argue you're acting more like an Omega than an Alpha right now. Are you sure you were designated Alpha at birth? That there wasn't some sort of mix-up? I mean, with the way you're moaning, the way you're reacting, you're more like a Beta or maybe even an Omega. Are you sure you're not meant to be a bitch? I mean, What kind of alpha can't even break through the cuffs an omega puts them in? Oh, come on. You're a worthless excuse of an alpha. Letting an omega have their way with you like this? Especially when you're in ruts. Oh. You really think other alphas would let me control them like this? No, they would want me face down, ass up, presenting. They want me to hold my cheeks apart and tell them how big and amazing they are. They want me to beg to be bred while their cock is stretching my pink pussy so obscenely. But when a delicate alpha like yourself goes into ruts, they get used as a fuck toy for omegas like myself, don't they? Yeah, that's good. Say I'm just an omega fuck toy. Again. Now I want you to say I'm only good for my knot. Yeah, that's right. That's all you are fucking good for, with a cock like this. Are you really supposed to do anything except be tied down and fucked all day? Can't trust you to be fucked without cuffs on. Wouldn't want you hurting any omegas. Clearly those cuffs are on you for your own good. You can't control yourself once your dick gets inside a wet and eager pussy. Can it, Alpha? All alphas are the fucking same. Once they smell an aroused omega, they lose all sense of control. And it's not like you aren't constantly thinking with your knot. I would be willing to bet that you think about knocking up a fertile young omega more than an omega thinks about knotting some pathetic alpha like yourself. At least your dick is good because everything else about you, it screams I'm too weak to be a real alpha. I don't think you have what it takes. There's no way you would have the ability to handle an omega like me. You clearly weren't meant to be an alpha, giving it up so easily to an omega just because she's pretty and smells good. Aren't you supposed to be asserting your dominance over me? Telling me how you're going to fuck me, fool, and breed me? I thought I was supposed to spend all day in your lap naked with a collar around my neck, your name engraved on it, with a baby growing in my belly. But from my position, it seems like that is better suited for you. It's clear that you were made for bondage. So sexy in your struggle to dominate me, despite me bouncing away on your cock, feeling you're not starting to pop. Go on. Keep trying to be a dominant little alpha for your omega sweetheart. It's definitely really working for you. It's not at all pathetic. That's an alpha. It feels good to have an omega working your cock, trying to get your knot from you, doesn't it? You're going to breed me properly, aren't you, Alpha? All I need is a knot, your knot specifically, in order for me to realize that I'm meant to be a submissive bitch in heat, always ready and open for you. Don't I? Yeah, that's what you think. I need a knot to put me in my place. Oh, fuck, that's adorable. So fucking predictable. Even like this. Oh, vulnerable and helpless in the beginning stages of your rut, not forming at the base of your dick, tied down and subjected to the whims of some cruel omega. You're still, for some reason, trying to hold on to some form of control, trying to convince yourself that you're in the dominant position here. All your instincts are just, they're screaming at you to just turn me out and turn me over and thrust your cock in. Oh, if I'm in pain, oh well, it serves me right for mouthing off to you, for humiliating you like this. Taking such a strong, healthy alpha, tying them down and using them as my personal fuck toy. That must be so degrading for someone of your status. Never thought you would be in the place of an omega, did you? Fuck. Oh, right fucking there. Oh, I can feel your knots throbbing at the base. The blood's starting to fill it, isn't it? That's it. Won't be long now. I can always tell when an alpha's about to breed me. Lock their cock inside my pussy and pump me full of cum just like a good omega should be. Fuck, that's such archaic thinking. It's clear the only one of us here that's given in to their baser carnal instincts is you, little alpha. Growling, thrashing, trying to fight back, trying to get the upper hand, all while I bounce happily on your cock, reminding you of your place. Oh, fuck. You might have control out there. Society might respect you, but I sure as hell don't. You're just like every other alpha. Thinking with your knots and wanting to knock me up and make me a proper omega. Don't deny it. I know that's what you're thinking. Wanna brag. Wanna say that you turned a slut of an omega like me into an honest mate. It's hilarious. Oh, thinking all omegas want that. No, it's more like you think that we need that. Oh, you want to show me where I belong. Bring me down lower than I've brought you. Oh, but that's not going to happen. Not when I have such a pretty alpha tied underneath me. Oh, so close to knotting my wet pussy. Come on, alpha. Knot me. Oh, breed me. I know you want to. That's it, alpha. So ferocious. Going to keeping so difficult once your knot pops inside me. You know what feels good. I'm giving you everything you wanted and more, sweetheart. Won't it feel just exquisite to knot my pussy? Pump your cum inside it, breeding me. Oh, that is all the little alpha underneath me wants. No, feels so fucking good inside me. Love how your cock feels. Oh, look down and watch it. Watch your cock pump in and out of my pink pussy. All that slick dripping down. You see you're not forming? I can feel it. It's starting to catch on the rim with every bounce. My walls are already clenching, trying to make you knot me and come inside me. I want to feel you filling me up. I want to feel you breeding me, sweetheart. That's the one thing we can agree upon, Alpha. I want you to come inside me and breed me. What a fucking pitiful excuse of an alpha. I can't believe you're going to be able to knot me in a condition like this. Tied down and unable to touch the slutty omega working you for your knot. Oh, I know you're just desperate to feel the latex bodysuit for yourself. You want to squeeze my tits as they bounce while I ride. Run your hands along my curves. Feel my stomach as you pump it full of cum. That's what a real alpha would get. But you aren't a real alpha. Not like this. No, you're just a weak fuck toy for omegas to use as they please. You're only good for your fucking knot and nothing else. Oh, poor alpha subjected to their own baser instincts. Fuck. Oh, fuck, alpha, I'm so close. Oh, I can feel it. I need you to knot me. I need you to breed me, please. That's what I need. Come on, alpha, you can do it. Show me you can at least do one thing that an alpha's supposed to do and pop that knot inside my cunt. Come on, you have a bratty omega riding your cock, mouthing off at you. All you have to do to shut me up is prove to me that you are someone of an alpha and pop a nut inside my cunt. Come on, you can do it. Come on, make me proud, alpha. Show me that you at least have a fucking nut. Fuck. No, fuck. Oh, that feels so much better, doesn't it, sweetheart? Having your knot milked by my pussy? All that cum going inside me, breeding me. Think you're going to make me catch Alpha? Think you're going to be able to knock me up from just one knot? Personally, I don't think you're alpha enough to be able to do that. I mean, what kind of alpha lets an omega use them as their personal fuck toy and is able to get off enough on it that they not set omega's greedy pussy? Only the most pathetic alphas would be able to orgasm like this. Though, you already were pretty pitiful for letting me cuff you like this. Being made to lay there and take it like you're a bitch in heat and not an alpha in rut. This should be you on top of me, teasing me, berating and degrading me. This should be you on top, right? Aw, poor thing. Closing your eyes on me already? I guess all that fighting and then nodding me really tired you out, huh, sweetheart? Makes sense that the sad example of an alpha would fall asleep after trying to breed an omega. Get some sleep while you can, sweetheart. When you wake up, your rut is going to be in full effect. You'll need to rest up for now for the rest of your rut. If you had a lot of fun having a dominant omega ride you, then you're going to love what I have in store for the rest of your rut. Sleep well, Alpha.